Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 154, almost done with Gemara. Shabbos, Gemara Erevin is literally right across the corner, right around the corner. Talking a little bit about the animals today. Rav Huna said if his animal was loaded with glass utensils, he may bring pillows and cushions, place them underneath the animal, then loosen the ropes so that the sacks fall upon them. The Gemara will soon make clear that Rav Huna is speaking of glass utensils that are muksa, pointed out by Rashi and Ramban. So what Rav Huna might mean by teaching us to this, you could see elsewhere. But I want to focus in on the idea that we're bringing pillows and cushions to put them underneath the animal. Even if his effect is to save the utensils, the byproduct is, even though the main thing should be really, in some essence, taking care of the animal, making sure the animal is comfortable, making sure the animal feels more taken care of in a way. If we have an animal, we talked about this on one of the lecture series, with Reb T, we have to make sure to take care of our animals or anyone in our possession. Anything that's taken care of by us has to be taken care of in the right way. And if we have animals, the halacha is actually, you're supposed to feed the animal first. I would extend that to also feed the children first and then feed your spouse first also, all before you eat. Making sure that everyone else is taking care of before yourself. If you have something in your jurisdiction, Hashem entrusts you with a spouse and children and lahavdol pets, you have to make sure they are taken care of. Don't take upon the responsibility for yourself if you can't ensure that they're taken care of, if you can't ensure to prioritize them. Make yourself last, make them first. If you put other people's needs first, Hashem will put your needs first. We do things in a way that we try to emulate Hashem, just like Hashem takes care of everything else and everyone else, and a lot of times isn't even thanked for it, even isn't even recognized for it, but puts others first. So too, we should put others first, and then Hashem will make sure to put us first. So make sure to take care and be compassionate and bring the proper care and respect for those things around you, especially animals, especially anything entrusted in your care, because that's what Hashem wants and that's what Hashem does also. So just as the Gemara talks about bringing the pillows and the cushions, even though it's really focusing on the glass utensils, really the product also is taking care of the animals. We know about the idea of tzar bali chayim. Make sure not to cause unnecessary pain or types of pain to the animal. So many different examples we talked about before, but one of them being that even the idea of shechita, which is taking the animal away in order to eat the meat, is done in the most humane way possible. There's a source we mentioned once in the shiur of the lecture that it's done in such a way that the incision causes the least possible pain, the most humane way of ending the animal's life, by doing it with a perfectly smooth blade, doing it right on the esophagus and the trachea, literally doing it in the most compassionate way possible in order to get the animal, in order to use the animal that Hashem gives us in this land. So make sure to take care of everything around you, especially your animals, whether live or whether using it for shechita or the like, and therefore make sure to prioritize everyone else before yourself to make sure their needs are met, and Hashem will make sure your needs are met as well. God willing, bli neder mirtz Hashem. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 155, almost done with Shabbos, here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.